And that's time for the Rural News with Sally Murphy. Good morning to you, Sally.
Morena.
Now, New Zealand's red meat sector is on the hunt for more halal butchers.
That's right. The sector requires about 250 halal butchers each year to process meat, but with about 100 of those roles being filled by New Zealand residents, the rest are filled by migrant workers. With the borders shut and visas expiring, it's causing a headache for the industry, which relies on the workers to provide valuable halal exports. Meat Industry Association Chief Executive Surma Karapiva says they're now working to encourage more Muslim New Zealanders to consider a career in the sector. She says processing companies offer competitive wages and training.
If we can't source sufficient numbers of halal butchers to continue this practice, then individual companies and individual plants will have to start making some very difficult decisions about running different shifts, or maybe perhaps downgrading the value of certain carcasses because they won't be able to attract that value add component that they typically do for halal processed product. And we won't be able to match product to customers around the world as easily as we do now. We are potentially running the risk of lowering the value of a $9.2 billion industry.
Surma Karapiva says 43% of New Zealand's red meat exports are specially for Muslim customers.
And Sally, it looks like it's a good time to sell a tractor.
Yeah, there's been a substantial increase in machinery and equipment sales this year. However, the Tractor and Machinery Association warns supply chain delays, raw material price rises and labour shortages are threatening good fortunes in the long term. The Association's president, Carl Baxter, says overall sales were up 35% in the first half of this year. He says this was mostly driven by demand from horticulture, cropping and contracting.
People that are putting their name on product before they've actually arrived in the country, that's continuing to build. So that's a really good test on how big the order bank is looking down the line.
But Mr. Baxter is wary there is no end in sight to logistic delays. He says members are facing lead times of more than a year for some of their inventory.
I guess stressful for everybody from customers to the dealerships and our TAMA members trying to piece all those pieces of the puzzle together and get stuff delivered in a timely fashion in time for seasonal crops or change of farm ownership on the beginning of June and things like that. So there's always pressure, and I know our members hate letting people down.
That's Carl Baxter from the Tractor and Machinery Association of New Zealand.
And Sally, you've also been looking at the trends in farm sales at the moment. What are they showing?
Well, farm sales in the 3 months to June this year were well up on the same time last year. The Real Estate Institute's just released data shows there were 392 farm sales, an increase of 53%. For the year ending June 2021, 1,748 farms were sold. That's just over 50% more than the previous year. Rural spokesman Brian Peacock says the most popular properties were grazing and finishing ones, with dairy farm sales coming a distant third. He says there was a notable activity in forestry sector throughout the Northland region. And that wraps up the Rural News. I'll have more during Midday Report.